Welcome, friends. Thank you for joining us in this conspiracy of goodness. On the guitar is Larry Long, songwriter, singer, storyteller, a man committed to the best of what he sees in other people by raising them up and honoring them. I'm Tom Thibodeau. We are friends, and we thank you so very much for joining us as today we talk about hospitality. Welcome in.
Mother was 15 when she had me. Stayed with my aunt who was once a midwife. Inside an old trunk filled with her keepsakes, I found a book with God's plan for my life.
What a beautiful song. Isn't it amazing that all of us pretty much had the same mother? Okay, we grew up in different families. We might think of ourselves as all that much different, but all of our mothers, we remember them. Quirky women, but we love them for a lifetime, and they've loved us for a lifetime. When my mother was still alive, I would drive through and stop in and see her. Never told her when I was coming because it was so much excitement when she was home, and I was just so excited to see her, and we'd hug and kiss each other. And then my mom would say the same thing that your mom would say. Are you hungry? And I said no, so she'd make me a sandwich. Had I said she was hungry, she'd put everything down and made me a full course meal. See, you were always welcomed at my mother's house, around her table. She always had a little something that she could share. Hospitality, that's what she knew. How is it that we make space in our lives for each other? Space for the guest.
One thing I like better than fishing one time, it's fishing two times. You know that it's true. Fishing is waiting. Waiting is fishing. God has a plan for me and for you.
So I'm having lunch with my mom, and she looks across at me and she says, "Tom, why are you doing what you're doing?" And I said, "Well, Mom, I love to talk." Well, she said, "That's obvious," she said. "But why are you doing what you're doing?" And I said, "Well, I think these are the gifts that God has given me, and I just try to share them to the best of my ability." She says, "I think you're getting closer," she said. You know, when you were growing up and I was suffering from depression, and my mom suffered from terrible depression, there were some days she said, "You know, I never got dressed, just set my house coat on the couch, and I cried. You made lunches for the kids and took them off to school, and I couldn't be much of a mother. I wasn't the mother that you wanted. I wasn't the mother that I wanted to be." And so I'd pray every day, and I'd say, "Dear God, please take my children and have them do what you want them to do." I think that's why you're doing what you're doing. And it's absolutely true. The hospitality and welcome, encouragement of my mother has given me the life that I have. I can never repair.
All of these children, all of them happy for one another. How can it be? Babies come out whenever they want to. Make sure your house is always kept clean. Why let me, Lord, if you count me worthy? Why not me, Lord, if you give me strength? Why not me, Lord, if you count me worthy? Why not me? Why not me?
My brother had the privilege of being with my mother on the last night of her life. Took her to a soccer game in Wisconsin Rapids, brought along her lawn chair so she could watch her granddaughter play soccer. And after she got done watching and talking with her friends, they went over to a local root beer stand and had a root beer float. My brother dropped Mom off at home and said, "Good night, Mom, I really love you." And they gave each other a big kiss, and she said, "Oh, Mark, I really love you too. I'm really gonna sleep good tonight." She went to bed and she woke up in heaven. 3 days later, we gathered for my mother's funeral. The wake was before the service, and her friends came by, and one woman said, "You know, your mom always had time to talk, always made room for people. She listened. Everybody was a guest in her life. At my wake, I hope somebody walks by and said, 'You know, he's a lot like his mom.'" Well, my brother got up to preach, and he said this: "Mom was hospitable. You were always welcomed at my mom's house. Growing up during the summertime, we had a picnic table in the backyard, and there was always kids there. You'd have to come for 5 days to know which one was the Thibodeau. There were peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. There were bologna sandwiches. There was Kool-Aid, red dye number 5, which explains a great deal about our generation. When your friends came over, they all had nicknames. My mom knew my friends' nicknames, and one of the guys was Buster Hanky. She said, 'Sit down, Buster, you need a haircut.' 'Oh, yes, Mrs. Thibodeau, my mom hasn't had time to take me to the barber.' 'Sit down, I know how to cut hair.' So she cut his hair and she sent him home. Can you imagine that today?" Buster's mom called back and said, "Oh, thank you, Janine, I haven't had time." She says, "No problem, I enjoyed doing it. You're always welcomed at my mother's house." After my father died, the mailman had to come to a rolling stop where she's out there with coffee. The guy who checked the meter always got cookies. She couldn't help herself but to be hospitable. And then my brother said, "But hospitality is predicated on generosity. You won't give people the time of day unless you have a generous spirit. Be generous with our kindness. Be generous with our patience. Be generous with our compassion for each other. All of us can have a generous spirit, if we so choose." And then he looked at the grandkids and he said, "You know, at Christmas, Mom would always say, 'How much can I afford to give the kids?' And because she's on a fixed income and I was keeping track of her finances, I said, 'Well, Mom, maybe $5. And she says, "Can I give them 20? And then my brother looked right at the grandkids, each of them, and said, "You notice how you always got 20? Grandma couldn't help herself but to be generous." But then he went on to say, generosity is predicated on gratitude. You cannot be generous unless you realize that everything is a gift. That's how my mom lived her life. Everything was a gift. She'd be riding downtown Wisconsin Rapids, see an empty spot in front of the dollar store. She thought God had arranged for her to go shopping. She'd go to the grocery store and she'd see a piece of meat marked down, a nice steak, and she'd buy it for half price, go home and call a friend, because who wants to have a steak dinner by themselves? And in the last months of her life, when she's suffering from congestive heart failure, she had a roll of masking tape on the kitchen table, just like my grandma. And he'd come to her house and she said, "What do you want?" "Oh, Mother, I don't want to have that kind of conversation." "No, no, we got to talk about it," she said. "I don't have many things, but I want you kids each to have a little something. What would you like?" And then she'd take your name and put it on the masking tape and put it on the back of what you said. I said, "Well, Mom, you got those two nice little black chairs in the living room. I'd kind of like to have those." "Oh," she said, "I know you would. I'm giving those to Mark." I got her dishes. It was all a gift. Hospitality predicated on generosity. Generosity predicated on gratitude. I am so grateful that God gave me the mom that I had.
Give me the hands to carry the children out of the darkness into the light. Give me the love to carry the children. Give me the faith to be your midwife. Why not me, Lord? If you count me worthy, why not me, Lord? If you give me strength, why not me, Lord? If you count me worthy, Why not me? Why not me? Mother was 15 when she had me.
That is so precious. The practice of hospitality, of being a midwife and welcoming new life into the world. Hospitality is also the root word for the word hospital. And during this pandemic, what are we watching? People who are working in hospitals, taking strangers into their lives as guests, comforting them, loving them as members of their own family, doctors and nurses and therapists and custodians, becoming surrogate family members, welcoming the guest with dignity and respect. Hospitality is the oasis that protects us all from hostility. May we all just be a little bit more hospitable. Welcome in, stranger. You have a place at my table.
Yeah, the song that I started the program with was a song I wrote for a midwife named Gladys Milton. And Gladys Milton was an African-American midwife who delivered several thousand babies. And I wrote the song, Why Not Me, Lord, with children through my youth and elder work when I was teaching down in along the border of Alabama and the state of Florida. And Gladys Milton lived in this small little community, an enclave of predominantly African-American folk. And she took me in, and I became a family member. And actually, when Gladys Milton passed, the family asked me to sing the song, you know, Why Not Me, Lord, which was her calling to be a midwife. And the reason she was a midwife, it was back in those days, blacks were not allowed to have children in hospitals. Hospitals were segregated. And so blacks were very much dependent upon their midwives that traveled down those back roads in times of blizzards and all weather conditions in order to bring their children and their babies into this world of ours that we share together. And what's interesting, as time went on and once the hospitals became more integrated, Gladys was predominantly the midwife for those of the lighter shade like me and you, Tom. It was the white folks that wanted to have their kids at home, and many of the black folks then wanted to take advantage of what they were denied in the past, which is good hospital attention with nurses and doctors. And you know, my son, Jacob, was born at home, and my father passed away when I was quite young. I was only 12. And so having a son was it was a big deal. We almost lost him in childbirth by no fault of the midwife. It was simply that he was struggling at birth, but by a power far greater in the nick of time, he took that breath and life was given to him. I think I want to sing this song for my son, Jacob. This is my son, Jacob's birth song. And when I recorded this on one of my many CDs, I was able to get his fetal heartbeat on the recording. So this is called Lucky Jacob. Baby boy, New Year's Eve, Rosh Hashanah, baby. Lucky Jacob, do not fear. Lucky Jacob, your daddy's here, filled with love, filled with grace. God now has a baby face. Lucky Jacob, do not fear. Lucky Jacob, your daddy's here. My father's eyes I now see, looking now straight up at me. this life. I've known joy, but none as pure as my baby boy. Lucky Jacob, do not fear. Lucky Jacob, your daddy's here. Your mama, she loves you so. Mama loves to help you grow. Lucky Jacob, do not fear. Lucky Jacob, your mama's here. All of whom I have known are with us now in our sacred home. Lucky Jacob, do not fear. Lucky Jacob, your family's here.
May we all have the courage to create a hospitable world where all are welcome.
And Tom and I would just like to say thank you for listening and for all that you do.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.